This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active duty military and our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the janitors, the maintenance, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders keeping the waterways moving. Thanks for all that you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our all-new website by going to the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us right now, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It would be time to say the pledge. Are you ready, sir?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because this great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we won't let you forget that. Well, Kyle, you know, I was thinking this weekend about the obvious being demonstrated by the Democrats leading up to the 2020 November election. And when you stop and you think about why they're fighting so hard and telling so many lies, it's for one simple reason. Their political future is in immediate danger of being erased, as well it should. Plus, many of their current and past leaders are scared to death, running the risk of being indicted by Attorney General Barr or the U.S. Attorney Durham with the upcoming DOJ reports that are scheduled to come out. What say you?
Well, I think you're absolutely right, Captain. I think they are fighting just tooth and nail. Number one, because I think that they understand that they're not really that far ahead as some of these polls.
Contrary, my friend. There were polls that came out showing Biden ahead, but there were other polls that came out showing Trump either slightly within the margin of error, or get this, ahead of Biden in some of the states where the Dems were, well, we're up by 9 points. Oh, no, you're not.
Well, exactly. So, you know, in other words, they don't have a comfortable lead in order to simply waltz into the White House with Joe Biden as the new president. And they know that. And I think you're right on point, Captain. I think this entire thing, ever since Trump won that night in 2016, I think they have all been very, very concerned about what was going to come out, when it was going to come out, and that's why we had things like the Russia, bogus Russia investigation thing. They went for impeachment. Happy to throw anything at the wall to see if it sticks, if only to distract. And yes, I think they are very, very concerned that another 4 years of Trump administration could mean doom for a lot of them politically and maybe even legally.
Well, I agree with you because I believe that they are literally fighting for their personal and political lives and their fortunes that they made, some of them illegally, with some of the connections they've had, as they continue to toss out all this garbage, hoping some of us, enough of us, will fall for the lies and vote against Donald Trump and the Republicans in November of 2020. Now, remember, all it takes is a 3% or 5% or 7% or 10% of the people that are out there that buy these lies, and boom, Joe Biden is the president.
Well, exactly. And I think, of course, is now we're really, really going to start getting in the pocket here for people paying much closer attention to the election. It's a very strange year. I think a lot of bets are off in terms of traditional, you know, political thought about the whole thing. But they're going to get into this. And I got to tell you, Captain, if and when it ever occurs and Joe Biden debates President Trump, I think that's going to be a real turning point as well.
Yeah, and to all the people that are out there, don't fall victim to the trap these progressive, left, liberal, Democrats, socialists, communists are throwing at you, because that's what they are right now. Stand up for America and remain an American patriot. Stand tall. Fly that flag. Wear the red, white, and blue. Put on your Trump hat. Get your bumper sticker. The whole nine yards, and stick it right in their face, because these people can't stand it. And by the way, they are not winning. Winning was what I saw Friday here with Donald Trump when he came to town. I didn't see a single Democratic protester anywhere, Kyle, and that's a fact. And the television crews were looking for him. That's number one. Number two, there was all kinds of enthusiasm with the people lined up on the route that the president was taking to go to his event that he was going to, and it was just unbelievable. The people at the airport were excited as hell. I mean, the excitement was there, the thrill was there, and you don't see it with Joe Biden. Sorry, folks.
No, first and foremost, he doesn't engender that kind of enthusiasm at all. So, in other words, he's no Bill Clinton. He's certainly no Barack Obama, for example, going back the last couple of Democrat presidents. So he doesn't engender that. And number two, Captain, I think that we might be able to trace back to this summertime when Joe Biden would not come out and say something like, defunding the police is ridiculous, the riots have to stop, and I want to run the country. And since he didn't do that, people think that he is, in fact, wishy-washy on this thing. Or he's simply happy to get the support of people who would rather burn down the federal building.
Yeah, well, hold that thought. And, folks, I've got a lot of friends that are police officers or relatives of police officers or retired police officers, and they aren't buying this crap coming from the Democrats. They have walked away from the Democratic Party, and the Dems are in store for a huge, huge awakening. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
We all need to do our part.
And show that we care.
Look, Matt.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. And here's more good reasons. Get 100 disposable face masks for only $36.99. Or 50 disposable masks, only $18.99 from sunny-bay.com. The best value of level 1 disposable face masks or high-quality N95 face masks anywhere. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection and see your selections at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. And by the way, everybody traveling Florida over I-95 tonight, north of West Palm Beach, up towards Georgia, and through Georgia on I-95, please be careful. That storm, I know it's a tropical storm, 70-mile-an-hour winds, might be a Cat 1 hurricane before it comes ashore up there in North Carolina. The bands of rain and a lot of the tropical force winds are going over as far as I-95, up through that area. You want to be careful. You guys with light loads or guys that have got no loads, you might want to pull off and find a place to be safe so that you don't get blown off the road. Just a suggestion. All right, well, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. And if you're in pain and you want out of pain, and of course you do, well, I got a great idea for you. It's called Relief Factor and the 3-week quick start. Now, the 3-week quick start is how I got started about 4 years ago. It works for me. And I had problems where I had been taking for years Mobic and Flexerol. It's couple of drugs that would make you tired when you weren't supposed to be, and lackadaisical when you weren't supposed to be, and dizzy when you weren't supposed to be. And I said, screw that, got rid of it, and I started taking a Aleve by the handful, and that's not good for you either because it causes internal bleeding. So one day, my buddy Mike Gallagher, whose studio's right around the corner from me, about 35 feet away, was on the air talking about Relief Factor, and I went, boy, I'm going to try that stuff. And I did, and I've never looked back. Now, the 3-week quick start is like a trial pack. It's $19.95. It'll be delivered to your door in about 2 to 3 days from the time you order it. And let's face it, if you're getting older, exercise and even everyday living can create pain. Now, I've got arthritis. That's my problem. And that, for that reason, I needed to have something. And this is the something. So don't forget to order Relief Factor just for yourself. You can order for your family and friends too. And they'll miss the pain just as much as you will. The 3-week quick start. Find it at relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, or you can call them at 800-500-8384 and tell them you heard it on the Captain's America Third Watch radio show. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, I got this funny little thing that comes out every weekend about the T-polls. You want to hear some interesting stuff?
Oh, sure, absolutely.
Well, President Trump ended the polling week with a daily job approval of 50%. Now, that's up from where it was, and again, he's been polling steadily, 47, 48, 49%, but don't believe the progressive left liberal socialist polls, because they're going, oh, he's down to 37, 38, 39, 42%. That's a bunch of crap.
Well, absolutely. And again, you know, especially, you know, people that I talk to, that you talk to, the general feeling out there doesn't seem to be one of electing Joe Biden to be president. It seems that the enthusiasm for Trump is actually growing, and
yes,
people know that President Trump is capable. And what they also understand, Captain, is they see the violence on their television or internet screens.
Well, yeah.
And they see exactly the way that the Democrats are treating everybody.
Yep.
And they're making up their own minds.
And here's the problem for the big blue city leaders in places like Portland and Seattle and Minneapolis, where the violent protests have gone on for weeks and they're bringing about more violence on themselves. Most of the people there do not support those leaders in those big blue cities right now, and they believe the reporters there are cheering on the protesters. It couldn't get any worse.
Well, right. And again, I think we're getting more and more evidence. You know, there's always been this idea, you know, the liberal media bias and these kinds of things, but it has become so apparent now. And there's just no more, you know, denying it, or at least from the part of the mainstream media. Not every single person in the media, obviously, but there is a bent there, and people are realizing that. Captain, I think they're tuning out of these things. They don't believe it anymore.
Right. And of course, Americans are sending more negative signals than positive ones over the decision by many professional sports organizations and athletes to promote the controversial Black Lives Matter movement. More people are turning their televisions off when it comes to sports.
This is exactly right, Captain, and especially as we look at this last week or so, NBA, but especially with the MLB return, there has been, I think, a real precipitous drop in viewership.
Yes, sir.
So here you go. You've had no baseball now for several months, really, then suddenly now you can watch it on TV. You know, there is an Angel game going on, throughout the week. You know, that's 15 minutes away from my house. I can't go to an actual game, so you'd think people would watch it on TV. Well, that doesn't appear to be happening, really. Mm-hmm. I mean, in the big numbers that you would expect it would.
Well, Kyle, have you ever wondered exactly how schools breed American haters? Would you like to know how?
Sure.
Start with your state, California. Some California school boards have now come out in favor of anti-Semitic curriculum, praising Ilhan Omar, Ms. Tlaib, and Linda Sarsour. Wow.
Yeah, this is a real big thing, Captain. And what this has to do with is that they're trying to get through these different school boards to adopt a resolution that had been made a while back, basically. And it has to do with ethnic studies within the California school system.
Yeah, it would make Joseph Goebbels proud, the German.
Right, exactly. Well, but what they're doing with this, of course, because of COVID-19, there isn't a lot of discussion, evidently, that can be had because of the circumstances, but there's some Jewish groups that are very upset about this, we understand, because the proposed curriculum has a section, what is called Arab American Studies Course Outline, and it talks about some very concerning passages about the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. They also are going to be studying people like Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, also Linda Sarsour, I think, as you mentioned,
yep,
and so on. And they are very, very concerned about this because some of these course outlines have to do with calls to boycott, divest, and sanction Israel,
yep,
stuff like that. And so, obviously, it's very concerning, especially because people like Omar and Tlaib seem to be able to just get away with it in the mainstream. It's really something.
Well, like we've said before, I have and you have and many other people we've had on this program have said many times before, the left establishment is out to remove the Judeo-Christian foundation of this country. That is one of their stated goals. Oh, and by the way, there's this thing called the Biden Manifesto.
Right.
That's in there.
Wow. I mean, again, I think you're absolutely right. And one of the things...
And I'm going to talk about the Biden manifesto here probably in the next hour, because I've got it in front of me. And when I looked at it, I just went, wow.
Well,
it looks like a communist manifesto.
Yeah, and they're in it for all the marbles. And I think you're right, Captain. Generally speaking, they have to destroy the very foundations of the country. And in fact, our Judeo-Christian values, that's actually where we get our moral authority. Because this idea, for example, in the Declaration, where do our rights come from? They come from God. They don't come from a group of people sitting around deciding.
Listen to this, and Joe Biden, you better find some God pretty quick here. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is formally being listed as a criminal suspect by a high-level Ukrainian government official. His name is the former prosecutor general Viktor Shokin in the investigation involving his son Hunter. We know what that's all about. Now, Hunter was a board member from Burisma from 2014 to 2019, supposedly made almost $2 million during that time. Joe Biden and Joe Biden's brother and the Biden family, members of the Biden family, made millions of dollars from the Ukrainian groups that were over there and companies that were just handing them money.
Well, right, and that's a really, really big thing. And but don't hold your breath for people like Jerry Nadler and Adam Schiff to run around and try to ferret out some kind of truth about that, because obviously it would be very detrimental to the United States of America if Joe Biden were to ascend to the presidency, but he has this hanging over his head.
Well, this is being reported by One American News Network, and the reporter's name is Chanel Rion. This reporter says Shokin formally called for an investigation into his firing back in February 2020, that's this year, claiming the Ukrainian government at the time released Shokin of his post in exchange for $1 billion in loan guarantees. That $1 billion in loan guarantees came from where?
It was from the Ukrainian government, correct?
Yeah, but where did they get the money?
Some kind of connection there, as I recall.
Nope, China.
China, okay.
China gave them a loan, and they were turning around, going to give $1 billion to quiet this thing down. But it's all gotten out, and by the time Shokin called for his case back in February, the courts had named one of the defendants as an unnamed American, and that person wound up being Joe Biden.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So, folks, be careful what you wish for, and Joe Biden had better really get it reeled in, because I'm telling you, this is another country going after him for stuff that we in the United States already know about. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi declared she has no confidence in White House coronavirus advisor Dr. Deborah Birx just days after Pelosi reportedly called Birx the worst in closed-door meetings, and has also been quoted as saying the White House coronavirus team is in horrible hands. Pelosi spoke to ABC News Sunday.
I think the president is spreading disinformation about the virus, and she is his appointee. So I don't have confidence there, no.
Pelosi's remarks drew an immediate rebuke from the White House. Alyssa Farah, the White House Director of Strategic Communication, said it's deeply irresponsible of Speaker Pelosi to repeatedly try to undermine and create public distrust in Dr. Birx, the top public health official on the coronavirus task force. Now, at the same time, Pelosi has praised Dr. Anthony Fauci, the director of the National Institutes of Allergies and Infectious Diseases, as a hero. This is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed you are. In this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, our Monday morning edition, brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance Company. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. And if you want to find out if you can save some money, trot on over to the Geico website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Type in your zip code, and it'll ask you what it is you'd like to do. If you want a cost comparison on your automobile insurance or truck insurance, maybe you're driving a motorcycle, maybe you got a boat, an RV, an ATV, whatever you got, they will give you a quote so you can check and see if you can save some money with them. That's number one. Now, if you really want to do it right and you've got homeowner's insurance or renter's insurance, you can have your policy checked there and make sure you have the cost comparison so you know what you're getting, dollar for dollar, not something being speculated, because you might have a cheaper home insurance plan, for example, home insurance, rather than what they're quoting you. So you don't want to do that. But you make sure that you do that, and you may find out what I did a long time ago, 14 years ago, is you can save a bunch of money with the Geico Insurance Company. So, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, insurance.com, Geico.com, there we go, Geico.com, that's Geico Insurance, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Alrighty, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, there's nothing like Joe Biden on a bad day, or even a good day, coming out and not knowing where he's at, right?
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And making a joke about, well, you know, it's just down straight now, isn't it? Oh, yeah, I thought it was there. Well, in the meantime, he may be needing the stimulus himself because of the fact that we're making, quote, some kind of progress, don't know what kind, but this is what Chief of Staff Mark Meadows had to say over the weekend, about a minute of him. It's about 3 minutes long, but I'll give you about a minute of him.
Beginning to talk about, I think, the stimulus. Let's listen.
And, at the president's direction, we have made no less than four different offers to Democrats on Capitol Hill on how we can make sure that the enhanced unemployment that is set to expire today, along with eviction protection that is set to expire as well, is protected. And those four different offers have been actually rejected. But more importantly than that, they've not even been countered with a proposal. So the Democrats are certainly willing today to allow some of the American citizens who are struggling the most under this pandemic to go unprotected. And the president has been very clear for us to be aggressive and forward-leaning to make sure that they get protected. And yet what we're seeing is politics as usual.
Well, yeah, but Charlie and Nancy came on and said, well, you know, we have made some progress, but we're still quite a ways away, but we have made some progress. Well, I don't really think they've made a lot of progress, but the stumbling block, of course, is the Democrats want the $600 extended unemployment benefits for the rest of the year. And to that, I say that's crazy.
Well, yeah, the Democrats at this point, Charlie Schumer, the leadership basically, you know, I think their mission is to make this hurt as much as possible so that people are just beside themselves with what's going to happen next, be in fear of what's going to happen to their income, the economy, and so forth, and they're hanging it on this $600 enhanced unemployment, which instead of getting people back to their jobs, and they're just simply using it as a political bludgeon because they think that's going to help them defeat Donald Trump. Meanwhile, the president, I think, is trying to get this aid to the people because he understands that people need emergency help, but the Democrats completely are using this, as they did in the first round, as a political piece to move on a board.
And people that are listening to this program, whether you're a Democrat, a Republican, or an independent, need to understand that the people that are blocking this and the people that are stopping it are the people that are in charge of the House of Representatives, and that happens to be Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats. And folks, this is why you don't elect, if you've got a Republican president and you want that Republican to succeed, you'd better have a Republican House, otherwise it's not going to happen because they control the purse strings.
Well, that's right, Captain. You know, in times past, in most of the modern political era, we've seen what they call split-ticket voting. For some reason, the voters want to give the White House to one party and the Congress, in many cases, to the other. But because they expect there to be some kind of compromise. But in this day and age, that doesn't appear to be possible, most unfortunately, because one would think that even just a little bit, the Democrats would work with this president in order to pass some common sense legislation, especially when it comes to this coronavirus package. But unfortunately, those days seem to be long gone. So if you want to get an agenda across, you have to give the president the House of Representatives and the Senate.
And over the weekend, we also heard from Dr. Birx. Dr. Birx said that the USA is entering a new phase as this virus has become extraordinarily widespread. It is either adapting, improvising, and overcoming, or mutating, or something's going on here. But in the meantime, we've also heard that there are 170 different vaccines that are being worked on right now at warp speed. And another test has started this week, right now, with another 30,000 people with another new virus that may work sooner rather than later.
Yes, exactly. And this is part and parcel, Captain, of the American, ingenuity. You know, and a lot of times it almost gets cliche to try to compare things to the moonshot, but this is a moonshot for vaccines. It is a moonshot for getting our country back on its feet. And the very fact of the matter is that, if we couldn't have put a man on the moon if we weren't united. And unfortunately, if we keep seeing this political division, because it's an election year, we're not going to make a lot more progress here. But it is encouraging to think that we might have something very soon. But even so, that means you still have to have it be tested, or it may not be effective on all the population, et cetera, et cetera. So we still got to take it one day at a time.
And by the way, yesterday we had splashdown here in the Gulf over by Pensacola. Some good old boys are out there fishing, having a good old time, and down comes the capsule.
That's right. That's right. Yep. Yeah, but it worked, and they were safe, and this is a real dawn of a new era, I think, in space travel. This is very exciting stuff.
Well, this is SpaceX now. This is not the government. This is not NASA. This is SpaceX, although it did go aboard a Navy ship, but that's okay. But the thing of it is I believe they brought the capsule and the crew back into Pensacola, I think, is where they took them.
I believe so. And, Captain, for so many of us who watched Neil Armstrong walk on the moon all those years ago back in 1969.
Yep.
It ushered in a brand new era. And we also remember those days we had Skylab and stuff like that? Yeah, that was really, really cool. And unfortunately, of course, the space shuttle program was very, very important, but we weren't going out and going back to the moon. But this is paving the way for that now.
Yep. And then something else, there was an appeals court, I believe it was Friday, that decided that the death penalty could not be held against the Boston bomber, the Tsarnaev brother, the younger brother. So the president over the weekend came out and said the government must once again seek the death penalty for the Boston Marathon bomber.
Yes, that's exactly what he was talking about, and I think a lot of people would feel the same way about that.
Well, because, he had no remorse.
No, exactly right. And you got to wonder what other situation would you use if not this kind of terrorism attack against innocent people. That's exactly what the death penalty is for, basically.
Yeah, and that first person killed was that little boy, remember?
That day was just a terrible, terrible day. Yeah.
Now, the president also, Jason Miller, one of his senior advisors, was on television over the weekend, and he said that the president definitely backs the November 3rd election. There's none of this wanting to move the election date or any of that sort of stuff. I think he just threw that out there to throw a bone out there to see what the media would do.
Well, yeah, and also I took it as somewhat rhetorical as well, and that is, if you're going to throw all these monkey wrenches in there, should you delay the election then, if you can't be trusted kind of a thing? Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah,
I don't doubt that at all.
Yeah, it's a good discussion point. It's got people talking for sure.
All righty. Well, folks, we're going to take a break, and when we come back from that break, guess what? We are going to do the Truckers Highway and Byway Weather Report, which is going to be a doozer tonight, I'll tell you, especially with the East Coast and with the storm going up the East Coast and headed all the way up into the Big Apple and beyond. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And thank you very much, my buddy, Donna Fiducia, up there, Carrollton, Georgia Way. We'll be talking about her again next hour when we do the next report. But right now, I want to tell you the Truckers Highway and Byway Report for this hour, brought to you, as always, by the Pilot Travel Center and Flying J Truck Stop nearest you. And you need to find one, drop on in there, grab yourself a free cup of coffee. Just tell them you were listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. You might be surprised. They might be playing it right there at the fuel desk when you get in there. But the Captain's America Third Watch, go in there, tell them that you're listening to the program and you heard their ad on my show, and you'll get yourself a free cup of coffee. Alrighty, well, let's get started. We'll be right back.
the local drink. And all she wants to do is dance, dance. And mix them up right in the kitchen sink. And all she wants to do is dance. Crazy people walking around with blood in their eyes. And all she wants to do is dance, dance, dance. Wild eyed pistol waivers who ain't afraid to die. She wants to do it. All she wants to do is dance. And look for me.
Oh, yeah, that's a little Don Henley. All she wants to do is dance, and that goes out to all the ladies out there that want to go dancing tonight. And how about Nancy Pelosi, too? I'll bring Kyle in on that one. That's because of that fake video going around Facebook, right, Kyle?
Yeah, there is a fake video going out with Nancy Pelosi appearing to be drunk, and it's not real.
Nope.
And, it's gone around once before, but it's gone around again, but it's not for real.
About a year and a half ago or so, somebody did some monkey business with the video streaming and all that stuff when she was drinking. I don't know what, but she was not drunk. So anyway, this portion of the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, again brought to you by the Flying J and the Pilot Travel Centers. Now, Tropical Storm Isaiah, I'm going to call it that because the Spanish name means Isaiah, will deliver heavy rainfall, flash and urban flooding, high winds, dangerous storm surge, coastal flooding, and life-threatening surf, including rip currents and severe thunderstorms with some tornadoes to portions of the eastern U.S. early this week. Now, I will tell you that this tropical storm is expected to track just offshore of northwestern Florida, which is still there right now. It's still just off the coast of Florida, isn't it, Cal?
That's right. Yeah, it's been spinning around, and it'll gather some strength, and we'll see where it tracks.
Well, I think it's going to North Carolina because it'll probably come ashore, it looks like, in North Carolina on Monday. But in the meantime, if you're going up I-95, guys and girls, all the way from West Palm Beach and the further north you go, the worse it's going to get with the winds and the rain and possibly some power failures, maybe tree limbs down, all that sort of stuff. Up in South Carolina, North Carolina, they've got areas definitely to and slightly past I-95 for severe thunderstorms and tornadoes. Tornado watches and warnings all through that area, and heavy rain is predicted all the way up through the southeastern part of Pennsylvania, New York City, Long Island, Delaware, New Jersey, Maryland, west of Virginia, parts of the eastern part of West Virginia, and even all the way down to South Carolina, and the mountains of North Carolina could be seeing some of this.
Exactly right. Exactly right. So there's going to be a lot of rain and a lot of wind, and
all right,
and got to get ready.
Now you take us out west and bring us over towards Colorado and New Mexico, because I see a lot of stuff going in that area.
Well, that's right, Captain. We're going to start tonight in the Southern California area. We've got a wind advisory. If you're in the Bakersfield area, just east of Bakersfield, going along Highway 58, picking up Highway 14, you're going to have a wind advisory out there, some gusty winds. Also, if we're in the southern, south-central Arizona area, you're looking at heat advisories, temperatures in the 108 to 114 degree range, and so that's if you're coming through Phoenix and Tempe on Highway 10. Now, as we go north, we've still got some heat advisories that are heading into Nevada. Not really so much around the Las Vegas area that we're seeing, but north of Las Vegas, especially as you go up through Utah on Highway 15. You'll be traveling up through Salt Lake City. And if you're going to make it as far as Pocatello, Idaho, you're still going to have fire weather warning, also gusty winds in that area. So you have to be careful with your weight there as well. If you're if you've got a light load, if you're traveling in your truck tonight. Also, up in the Pacific Northwest, it's looking a lot clearer than it has been over the last several days. That air quality alert is gone now from the maps for Klamath Falls, so you should have smooth sailing from that part going from Northern California into Southern Oregon.
And an update on the tropical storm from the Hudson Valley north all the way up to Lake Champlain, all the way to Ontario, or I'm sorry, to Champlain, Lake Champlain, all the way up to Quebec, and then Vermont and down through the western part of Massachusetts and the western half of Connecticut, you've got a flood watch and flood advisory in all those areas for what could be heavy rain going that direction should the storm remain inland and go north instead of skirting the coast and then coming back out and going further out to sea, which we don't know. Now, I want to remind everybody that this segment, final segment of the first hour of the Captain's America Third Watch, is brought to you by our friends for Food for the Poor. You know, today in Haiti and Guatemala and other countries in the developing world, COVID has created a food crisis. Now, day laborers can't work. Informal markets are closed. Food is scarce. Excess to food is effectively cut off. And families are just unable to earn that dollar or two a day they need to prevent hunger from becoming starvation for their children. Now, when there's a crisis like this, you rely on reputable organizations you know will ensure every dollar does the most good. And today, I'm partnering here with the Captain's America Third Watch with Food for the Poor, and you get to give emergency food relief into the hands of the starving children because your one-time gift of $111 will provide three children emergency food relief for the next 6 months, and a gift of $185 gives five children food for 6 months. How many children can you save? You can make the most of your generous gift today, but just by calling the phone line, 855-353-4673. That's 855-353-HOPE. Or you can give online at letstalkfaith.com by clicking the red emergency food relief banner there, making a difference for a child today at letstalkfaith.com or 855-353-HOPE. And thank you very much for helping out. Kyle, that's important stuff in this day and age we live in.
Oh, absolutely, Captain. And it's easy to do. Just call the phone number, and as you said, how many children can you save? That's really simple.
Now, taking a look, we got about a minute left. Taking a look at what I didn't mention, voters still remain skeptical of the job Congress is doing. One out of three people are pleased with the congressional representative that we had. The other 50% of that isn't sure that they're doing that good of a job. And then the other 50% of that, which is about 25%, just don't have any ideas or thoughts. They believe that the Congress just has to be replaced.
Well, right. You know, the old adage used to be that people would say, I hate Congress, but I love my congressional representative. And that just seemed to be the way that people would talk about it. But this is a very, very polarized time. And I would think that most people would be generally happy with their representation, although I think we may see some changes here in Orange County at some point, at least in Southern California, one would hope, because they see exactly what the new representation in many of these districts, what they're really like and who they're really aligning with.
And again, as I told the people with the White House watch that we've been doing, there were some polls that showed Joe Biden widening his lead, going up from 2% to 5%. And in some cases, as much as 6%. But I've got other polls that I'm looking at, independent polls, that aren't these push polls that show either President Trump ahead or tied with Joe Biden. Go figure. All right, we'll be right back, folks. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch is coming right back.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.